For most millennials, retirement probably seems really far away, but it's still important that they are putting money away to pay for it right now, right? Well, a new study from researchers at the University of Missouri shows that that isn't always happening. Dr. Ray Yao found that only 37.2% of working millennials have retirement accounts, and that has some serious implications for the future. I spoke with her more about the study, and I started by asking her about how this generation of millennials compares to other generations. Did we see our parents' generation or Gen Xers not saving for retirement at this age?
Sure. We did not look at a previous generation's behavior when they were this young at this age. However, we did look at their retirement account ownership and balance in the same year of the study we did for millennials. Mm-hmm. We found that although a higher percentage of older generations have at least one retirement account and have a higher balance on average in the account, but after controlling for other factors such as income, wealth, and debts, we did not see generational differences in terms of the likelihood of having a retirement account.
Huh. Okay, so this isn't particular to this generation.
Right. And among those who did have retirement accounts, Generation Xers had a higher balance on average in their retirement account than millennials. But baby boomers did not.
And they're, you know, in retirement or about to retire.
That's true. Yes, baby boomers, if you think about it, are the transitional generation in the trend of, you know, all the employers trying to switch from offering defined benefit plans to defined contribution plans. And boomers are now, based on their birth year, they are between 54 and 72 years of age. Mm-hmm. And many of them are receiving Social Security payments. And the rest are near retirement. So they may perceive Social Security as being relatively secure. But back to millennials, historically, defined benefit plans have provided additional retirement resources to previous generations, but only about 9% of working millennial respondents in this study had a defined benefit plan. Huh. So as a result, most millennials will have to assume more of the responsibility in preparing financially for their retirement.
So I guess if you didn't look at other generations at this young an age that millennials are right now, is this not as scary as it might initially seem? Like, is there time for millennials to save up?
I would say, you know, the earlier the better. You know, a lot of behavioral economists have already found out that, you know, the traditional you have to opt in kind of a saving plan doesn't really help. As we can see, only 37% of millennials took up their offer to have a IRA or a defined contribution plan.
Hmm. So I want to talk a little bit about the implications of this. So if this generation of millennials does not change its ways in the next, you know, several decades here, what could this do to things like Social Security and the safety net in this country?
Well, the Social Security is what it is. You know, whether millennials save or not, they're paying into the Social Security system. So whether they save or not is not going to affect how Social Security can pay out. However, how Social Security can pay out will reversely affect millennials' retirement quality of life. Yeah. You know that since the 1970s, employers have transitioned from offering defined benefit plans to defined contribution plans. And with the uncertain Social Security future payouts, and younger people are expecting to live longer than older generations. So because of all these issues, we all know that strategic and disciplined savings and investments are important in achieving retirement goals.
So what do you think needs to be done to get that message to millennials so that they start doing this at this point?
We have, you know, the whole society have been trying to educate people to save and save and save, but we all know that this is not happening. A lot of researchers are approaching this problem using behavioral economic concepts to develop behavioral interventions. For example, auto enrollment and auto escalation are two recent innovations that have shown promise. These two practices have made it easier for people to save, since they do not have to make an effort to mm-hmm. do so. They don't have to opt in. However, a system should be set up to ensure it is not only easy to save, but also provide flexible access to the funds saved when people have spending needs such as purchasing their first house and paying for kids' education or their own education. This way, we can reduce the fear of saving money into an account that you can't use.
All right. Dr. Ray Yao is an associate professor of personal financial planning at the University of Missouri. Dr. Yao, thanks so much for coming on the show to explain this to us.
Thank you for having me, Lauren.